I study Maria Ludovica's face in the fresh light of our studio, trying to determine whether I should paint her with or without the golden diadem in her hair. A few steps away, almost close enough to touch, she is holding up a paintbrush and studying me. The courtiers in my father's palace call us the two Marias, since we share nearly everything together. Our shoes, our hobbies, even our names. We are second cousins. But whereas I am tall and buxom with pale gold hair and wide hips, Maria Ludovica is small and thin. Her dark hair falls in waves around her shoulders, and she has not inherited the Habsburg lip as I have, full and slightly protruding. Anyone looking at the two of us would think that I am older because of my significant height. But I am 18 to her 22, and while she is the Empress of Austria now, I am simply an Archduchess. When she came from Italy, I imagined it would be strange to have a stepmother only 4 years older than me. She is my father's third wife, my mother having died 2 years ago. But since her arrival in Vienna, we have been like sisters, laughing over foolish palace intrigue, arranging trips to the Christmas markets in the city, and painting portraits in our cozy artist's workshop overlooking the winter gardens of Schönbrunn Palace. I have never had another woman my age for entertainment, since I am the eldest. My 16-year-old brother, Ferdinand, is the closest in age to me, but he was born dull-witted, as was my little sister, Maria Carolina, so even as a child, I was lonely. "Shall I put Siggy in your picture?" Maria asks, looking down at the small spaniel sleeping at my feet. "I don't know," I say. "What do you think, Siggy? Would you like to sit for a portrait?" My little schnuckelputzi opens his eyes and barks. "He knows you're talking about him," Maria laughs. "Of course he does." I put down my paintbrush to pick up Siggy, cradling him in my lap. "There's not a dog in Vienna that's smarter than him, isn't that right?" Siggy buries his head under my arm. In all of Austria, I have never seen another dog with ears covered in such long, fringed hair. He was a gift to me from Maria when she first arrived at Schönbrunn. Now he goes wherever I do. "If you make him sit still, I'll paint him on your lap." "Siggy, behave yourself," I say sternly. He rests his chin on his front paws and looks up at me. "Exactly!" Maria dips her brush into the black oil, but before she can apply the paint to the canvas, he has already moved. "Oh, Siggy," she sighs, "what's the matter with you?" "He's nervous," I say. "He's been like this since the Emperor came," I whisper. "I'm not surprised. Even the animals despise that man." She means Napoleon, who came to us last month with the humiliating Treaty of Schönbrunn, determined that my father, the Emperor Francis I, should sign it. Our English allies were bitterly against my father's surrender. But in his war against Napoleon, 3 million lives had already been lost. The terms of Napoleon's treaty were harsh, demanding that we cede our cities of Salzburg to Bavaria, Galicia to the Poles, East Galicia to Russia, and much of Croatia to France.